Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay, wait, like right now?
Yeah, dude, you can see the numbers.
Okay, hello and welcome back to the Minecraft podcast. Special birthday, Tim's birthday
edition. Whose birthday?
Tim's.
Who?
Tim's.
Who?
Oh, are we going through this again?
We are. Whose birthday?
Tim's.
Who?
Tim.
Who?
Tim.
You can be as stubborn as you want, but you're making it a boring podcast.
Dad's birthday episode.
That's right. Who's dad?
Tim.
Who's your dad? Who's Tim. Your daddy?
Tim. I mean, not you. You're technically a friend, but kind of like dad. You're kind of like dad to me.
I'm kind of like a dad to you.
I mean, technically, you're just a family friend.
Oh, a family friend. Whose friend? Who's? Which part of your family am I a friend of?
I don't look into these things.
You don't. I just kind of hang around.
For the podcast.
For the podcast. Who's your dad, then?
I mean, in all technicalities.
In all technicality.
We're not going to talk about this on the podcast.
Oh, certainly we are. Who's your father if it's not me? Wait, I can't hear you. What are you saying? Wait, hold on. Okay, come back and tell me that again.
No, put the recorder down.
No, I am your dad, and you need to admit it before we go on. I've had enough of these lies.
I mean, on the podcast, you're not.
No, I'm your dad. You're having a podcast with your father, and that's a nice thing. We're bonding and stuff.
Not for the podcast, you're not my dad.
Oh my goodness. Well, I don't care what off narrative you want to spin, but you will call me dad. Okay, moving on.
Anyway, technically it's not his birthday. It was his birthday on Wednesday, but we're having a party today, if you can even call it a party. So, I mean, yes, welcome back to the Minecraft podcast. And, how about we get into our first segment?
How about we do that?
Yeah. So, our first segment, of course, is...
It's almost like you didn't prepare for this.
I mean, why have a segment? Why have segments?
Why have segments? Well, I don't... That's because that's how you set up the podcast.
Moving on. What do you think should be in Minecraft, not including anything that we've already talked about?
Narwhals.
We've already talked about that. Something that you have to explain why it would be in there. And I can approve or deny if that's a good idea.
Narwhals.
Why?
Well, they have the narwhal tusk. And you could harvest the narwhal tusk and you could make, like, I don't know. You can make anything. You can make narwhal tusk blocks. And maybe they're, like, stronger than wood or some of the other stuff. Maybe not. Are there marble blocks?
They're not marble. There's quartz.
Quartz.
But it's so, not especially strong.
So it would be stronger than quartz, but less strong than... What's the strongest block? The ender block?
What? What?
I don't know. The black one. What's the black one?
Obsidian. But technically obsidian. The strongest block is bedrock, which you can't break no matter what.
Right. So...
Of course it would be less strong than bedrock.
Yeah. So stronger than quartz and less strong than ender rock.
What did you... Bedrock isn't even...
Bedrock. Not bedrock. What's the strongest rock that you can break?
Obsidian.
Okay, then. Less strong than obsidian.
Then. So that leaves a gap of about 100 blocks that are already there.
Okay, so right below stinking obsidian, then. I don't know. What's the not as strong as obsidian?
Literally any other block was
that. Oh, for the love of Pete. What's stronger than everything except for obsidian?
Bedrock. I mean, not bedrock. Honestly, it depends.
Oh, you don't know.
It depends on what
you're... I thought you knew everything about Minecraft.
It depends on what you're using.
Oh, you don't know.
Depends on what you're using.
Anyway, so you can make blocks out of narwhal tusks.
So, if you're using, like, a diamond pickaxe, then don't quote me on this.
Well, I'm quoting you. I'm looking it up, and I'm going to let you know if you're wrong. I should do it while we're on air.
Yeah, you're not going to do that.
Narwhal tusks. That's the way to go. All right, so the next thing I think that should be in the game are vampires.
Okay, narwhal. No, I can see that something could be happening. Like, you could kill the narwhal, get its tusk, and, you know, like, make a lance or something.
Yeah.
Which could...
Oh, there you go. That's a cool idea. Make yourself a lance.
What would you use a lance for?
To kill vampires.
That makes absolutely no sense.
No, what are you talking about? It makes great sense.
Why would you use narwhal tusk to kill a vampire?
Because...
If anything, you would use a Hollywood steak.
Well, yeah, the narwhal tusk could be a stake. And you could drive the stake. You could drive the stake through the vampire.
Of Hollywood.
Yeah, no, I get it.
That's actually kind of funny. But, no.
Yes.
No,
that would be awesome.
No.
If the vampires.
Denied.
Listen, if they were bats, and you wouldn't know if it was a regular bat or a vampire bat. And you'd be going on about your business thinking, oh, these bats, this is so annoying. They're just bats. And then all of a sudden, boom! And then the vampire comes towards you like a, not a creeper, but a
Of course, vampire bats would have to be bigger.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, you can't just have the exact same thing.
Yes, you could. That's the fun part.
That's not allowed.
What do you mean it's not allowed?
It's not allowed.
It's allowed.
It's not allowed.
Oh, well, I changed the rules. It's allowed.
You can't change the rules.
Why can't I change the rules? Who made the rules?
Jeb and Notch.
No. Wait, what's not allowed? Where's the rule that says vampire bats have to be different, bigger than regular bats?
Well, vampire bats don't exist.
Oh, so there's no rule.
But there's a rule that mobs cannot look exactly the same.
I don't think that's true.
They're not the same mob.
I'm going to look that up, too.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, so maybe vampire bats have red eyes instead of whatever...
White
eyes. So there would be a bit of a difference.
Or technically black.
Whatever. They could be black then.
Fine.
Whatever.
Red.
Barely different. So if you weren't looking closely, you couldn't tell the difference. And then, bam, it'd surprise you.
Okay, but that rule, you know, you kind of made a loophole a bit.
Not a loophole. It's following the rules.
Anyway.
I'm good at this.
What would you use to... What would you get from it?
I don't know. It wouldn't necessarily be...
You can't just say something.
Hey, could you not interrupt me? I'm talking. You asked me a question. I'm trying to answer it. So it would be less of a way to get materials, and it would be a mob character, like... What do you get when you kill a creeper?
Gunpowder.
What do you get when you kill spiders?
String and or spider eyes.
Hmm. Okay. What do you do with spider eyes?
It's used in potions.
Okay. Then you get vampire teeth, and they're using it in potions.
Okay.
Or you could get vampire blood that you could use in potions. And maybe it makes you see in the dark. It can be part of...
There's already a night vision.
I know there's a night vision. I was still talking, but you wanted to interject.
And
it could be an ingredient going forward. It could be a new ingredient. Or it could make an extra powerful night vision potion.
That makes no sense.
So what do you mean? It lasts longer. How does last longer not make any sense?
It can't be longer than 8 minutes. Like, potions can't last longer than 8 minutes.
Well, maybe they can now because of vampire blood.
But that's breaking another rule.
Well, it's changing the rules.
You can't just change the
rules. Why can't... I'm saying the game makers can change the rules.
You can't just change the rules.
Oh, my God. You have weird, arbitrary rules that you feel like you have to stick to, but you break other rules if that suits your fancy. All right, maybe then.
So.
Maybe approved? Then the blood, vampire blood, I don't know, helps
so
you.
So approved, but it can't be extra powerful. It can't last.
What?
Long. So approved, but it can't last long.
Approved?
Like 8 minutes. And it can't be night vision. But the idea for a vampire, you can use its teeth to do some sort of like X-ray vision or something. That is approved.
Or maybe if you, maybe you can make a potion where you could fly for 8 minutes.
What's Elytra for?
Huh?
Then what's Elytra for?
A what?
Elytra.
A what?
Elytra.
A what?
Elytra.
What?
Elytra!
Okay.
What's Elytra for then?
I don't even know what that is. I have no idea what that is.
Don't know what Elytra is?
What did I just say twice? This shouldn't be confusing.
Elytra is
okay, so you can use the pieces or whatever to do whatever you want. Make whatever potion you want.
But that, it has to be specific.
Well, then you make it specific.
X-ray vision.
There you go.
Approved.
Can we move on?
Moving on. Of course, then we would have to add holly trees so you could make it into a steak and I. Moving on. Everybody listening to the podcast right now is looking at their screen trying to figure out if it's paused or not.
First off, no one's listening to this podcast. Secondly,
it has like an estimated audience of 21 people.
No, I doubt it. What's the next part? What do you want me to, am I still doing this?
Yes.
Okay. All right, okay. Leviathan Reapers. That's what Minecraft could use. I like it.
Okay. Fine, but you'd have to add the rest of the mobs from it.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm not going to approve.
It's against the rules.
How is it against the rules?
Because it is.
Show me.
Show me.
Tell me what rule.
Show me that it's not.
Okay, tell me your rule.
Everything else is against the rules, so I presume that this is against the rules as well.
In fact, that only rule would just be like saying you can't add a mob from another game or another, you know, mob. But, you know, horses actually came from a mod. So that rule no longer exists.
Oh, so the only you can change the rules.
Yeah, but only.
Just like I said.
Yeah, but the only people who can change the rules are the developers.
Yeah, no kidding. So you give them the suggestions, like the vampire or the narwhal.
Yeah, but until you.
And when they look at those and they say, oh my god, these are the best ideas ever,
but
we should call that guy up and we should offer him a job.
But the narwhal is idiotic.
And I will say, no,
the vampire
sir,
makes no sense.
I cannot accept that job. Because I don't want to move to,
Norway.
I don't think it's in Norway anymore. It's owned by Microsoft.
Norway.
I don't think it's Norway.
Norway.
It's not Norway.
Norway.
It's not Norway.
Norway.
Alexa, where is Mojang located?
Mojang Ab is a business in Stockholm, Sweden.
Sweden. See?
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing.
It's a fully different country.
It's not different at all.
How is it not different?
Norway and Sweden are exactly the same.
Well, in Norway they speak Norwegian. In Sweden they speak Swedish. Those are different languages.
Not really.
Also, Norway is a country and Sweden is a different country.
They're the same country.
And so that's sort of how.
How did we get into this
argument?
The same
thing works.
Anyway, moving on. You would have to add the rest of the mob from the game. And the only way that any of the. It's kind of nice that we're not actually stating the name of the game because any viewers, listeners who actually play the game.
Subnautica. You know what I
mean? Yeah, it is nice saying random words. Do you? Controller, light bulb, Subnautica, whatever that means. Broomstick.
Subnautica is the game where the Reaper Leviathans are in.
Why would you do this, Dad?
It's because it's fun. You've been playing it. You like it.
We're not endorsing another game on a podcast.
Speaking of which, I finally made my Cyclops. Aren't you happy for me?
We're going to have to cut all this out.
Why would we cut it out?
We're not endorsing a different game on a podcast about a different game.
I'm not endorsing anything. I'm just talking about things. Okay, so back to Minecraft. You know what I think would be the best thing to put in Minecraft?
What?
A geography lesson. So people who play Minecraft... So people who play Minecraft would know that there's a difference between Norway and Sweden.
Already exists.
Well, then perhaps you need to peruse that section, my good man.
I can't. Cost money. Or technically, it doesn't cost money. Technically,
how does it technically cost money and technically not cost money?
Because technicalities.
That's not how technicalities work.
It's exactly how technicalities work.
Okay, this is boring. What do you want to do next?
I'll give you ideas, and you get to approve and exclude them.
Okay.
But you have to approve them. You don't get a choice.
Okay.
Anyway, so my idea...
Huh?
...is you can have, like, these orange orangutans.
Denied. That's dumb.
You're not allowed to stop them!
That's what you did to me.
Yeah, only when they were breaking rules and or they, or they were just idiotic.
I see. Okay.
And this idea is not idiotic. And you don't get to say whether it is or not.
Okay.
So the orange orangutan.
Denied.
You have to let me finish.
It's dumb.
It's not dumb.
Doesn't need orange orangutans. And why do you say orange orangutans anyway? What other color are orangutans? Also, the word is not pronounced orangutans, it's pronounced orangutans. I actually don't think that's true. But there's no G.
What's with your orangutans?
The end of
Are they like word. Police?
There's no.
What's with your orangutans?
Orangutan.
Orangutan. Orangutan.
I don't really know how to pronounce it.
Anyway, no so G. They were living these
there's
like.
There's no G at the end of the word.
Orangutan.
Yeah, I know. It sounds. I think it. That's how I've always said it. Orangutan. It's orangutan. But I don't think it... Alexa, how do you pronounce orangutan?
I pronounce that orangutan, but I'm always working on how I say things, and I might not have it right.
Well, I don't know.
It's orangutan!
Alexa says orangutan, but there's no G, I don't think.
So they would live in these, like, tree houses
Dumb.
In the jungle.
Boo! It's against the rules.
How?
Because...
Because what?
Because
what
everything would... else is.
Okay, fine. Nothing's
what would you,
against...
What would they do? What would they do?
Okay, fine. Nothing's against the rules.
How would you...
Fine. Nothing's against the rules.
What
fine.
Would they give
fine.
You?
Fine.
What materials would they give you? What's the
you
reason
need to
that they...
You let me finish. I'm getting to that. I'm getting to that. Anyway, so they would live in these little...
Boo. It's dumb.
How's it dumb?
It's dumb.
You need to let me finish.
Okay, finish.
So they would live in these little wood houses, like little wood tree houses.
That's dumb.
With a little thatched hay bale hut.
That makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
How would an orangutan build a house in
How
trees?
The villagers make it. They have their arms tucked in at all times.
Yeah, but villagers are villagers.
And yeah, they have their arms tucked in.
And in real life, people who live in villages make houses.
Yeah,
orangutans don't make houses
yeah,
in real life.
Yeah, but villagers aren't exactly
And they
humans.
Certainly don't thatch the
villagers
roofs.
Villagers are humans.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
They're humanoids.
They're humanoids, but they're not human.
And we're humanoids.
No, we're actual humans.
You're a humanoid.
Dad!
What?
They're Homo longnosius.
Homo longnosius? That's clever. You just made that up, but it's clever. Alright, go ahead. What's your dumb
not,
orangutan
they're
idea?
They're not Homo
I'm tempted to say,
what is your orangutan idea?
And so, and they would be a bit like villagers, except they would be a bit more advanced. And they would be like built, and you would actually see them building stuff.
Wait, they'd be more advanced than the villagers? The monkeys would be?
Orangutans.
Orangutans.
Orangutans are not monkeys.
They would be more advanced than the villagers?
Yeah, and you would actually see them building stuff on Warren Smile. You would see them building their community.
Uh-huh.
Unlike the villager. And they wouldn't have their arms tucked in at all times, so...
Like, where would their arms be?
Usually carrying stuff.
Yeah, but...
Like, to their sides?
Yeah, arms and legs don't move in Minecraft.
Edit.
No, they don't.
Edit.
I guess they do.
Also, now there are, what's the word? Things that you can, like, do certain movements, like, or, you know, stuff like that.
You know this is an audio medium, correct?
Exactly. So now you can see me do this.
But you're explaining a Minecraft move. Okay, well, this is every bit as awkward in person as I'm sure it is listening to.
Anyway.
Or not being listened to, because nobody's listening to this.
And they would actually be able to more or less communicate with each other instead of just saying, they would have different things.
I mean, you're changing the entirety of Minecraft. You're having them move things and physically build things in real time and have language. Like, none of those things exist in Minecraft.
Because no one's thought of it yet. I mean, technically it does, but I mean, it's in, like, mods and maps.
Mods and maps?
Maps
mostly in manual mods.
All right. So we're through that idea. What's your next
one? No, we're not.
Oh.
They would also be able to trade things with you, but if you, unlike builders, if you steal something from their chest, they will attack you with whatever they have in their hand at that moment.
What do villagers do?
Nothing.
Maybe they should tear you, like tear an arm off.
Orangutan.
That's how you say it. Good job.
Orangutan.
I'm pretty sure that's it. Orangutan.
They're tangy. They're tangy.
That's awesome.
They're orangutans, so they're so tangy.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly correct.
Tang.
Alexa, how do you say orangutan?
Orangutan is spelled
O-R. Hold on, listen. See, there's no G.
Yeah, the G comes from the middle.
That's not how language works.
It's exactly how language works, because English is stupid.
You don't end a a word with a sound from the middle of the word.
Says who?
Says language.
The English language is stupid.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Like, if you take something from their chest, unless, you know, they say, or more or less, you can. Anyway, but also, they would get into battles with ocelots, and the ocelots would try to steal stuff from their chest because they're cats. And they would try to steal stuff from their chest.
And you would actually see the ocelots, like, with the chest open, they would be like,
and I know they can't see this. And so they would do something like that, and they would attack him. But if you killed them, which I don't know why you would, they would drop whatever they're holding. But they wouldn't drop anything on their own, because villagers don't drop stuff on their own. And the only reason, but they already help you without dropping stuff. And you don't need to tame them or anything, they already help you, so you don't need to drop stuff. And that's what we learned with villagers.
What is that?
No, it's some ripped up fabric softener.
Oh. Does it smell good?
Yeah.
Let me smell it. It does. It's a little strong. I'm surprised you like it.
Anyway. Yeah, so they would do that, and, you know, they would, you know. So, that's a good idea, right?
It's dumb.
You're not allowed to say that.
Oh, yeah. Denied.
You're not allowed to say that either. Well. You're not allowed to do anything but prove and say it's good and great, a great idea. Dumb. Anyway, so another idea I have.
Okay.
Is something that many people have, but only I have a structured idea for it. A decrafter.
Okay.
And it would do exactly what the name said. It would decraft stuff.
Denied.
Not allowed to say that.
Sounds dumb.
Well, when millions of people have the same idea, it's usually...
It sounds like it makes no sense.
Well, you haven't let me explain it yet.
Get off of me.
It would decraft stuff. So, like, when you accidentally craft something, or you craft something, then you realize you don't need it, or, you know, you just want to get rid of something, but you want the materials back, you can't decraft.
Good.
And
tough.
That's unfair.
It is fair. That's like it is in real life.
No, you can, in real life, you can take apart the material.
Depends on what it is.
Also, the laws of physics have nothing to do with Minecraft.
Like, if you make strawberry milk, you can't go, oh, I don't like strawberry milk, and then take the strawberry out and have strawberry milk.
Yeah, however, the laws of physics have no effect in Minecraft.
See, this is exactly... that's a big yawn. That's exactly what I was telling you when it was my turn. When it's my turn, oh, there's a whole bunch of strict rules I have to abide by. Rules that no one's ever heard of. But when it's your turn, the laws of physics don't.
But they don't. That's a well-known fact. Laws of physics don't abide to Minecraft. It's that...
Get away.
Simple. Anyway.
A decrafter sounds boring.
Well, listen.
Denied.
It would but it would be expensive-ish. It would require exact type of wood. It would require spruce wood.
Don't care. Denied.
And you would have to put
It takes a lot of the difficulty factor out of the game.
Yeah,
because right now there are repercussions for making a bad decision. If you have a decrafter, then there's no repercussion.
You're listening to me.
No, because it's a bad idea.
Well, yeah, but if you let me explain it...
I don't like it. It's making the game easier. It's denied.
Anyway, three. Which would make six. Spruce wood. Then on the other side, you would put iron.
Denied.
And in the middle, you would put a...
Get it out of your mouth.
Diamond pickaxe.
Denied.
And that would be how you craft a decrafter. However, there is a repercussion for crafting a decrafter. Uh-huh.
So how do you mine it?
You don't mine it.
I mean, how do you craft it?
Three spruce wood on the top, three spruce wood on the bottom, iron on either side. So like filling the space where it's supposed to put. In the middle, you would put an iron pickaxe.
Oh, yeah, denied.
But there's a repercussion.
Oh, okay. What's
that? It attracts hostile mobs.
Ah.
Yeah. It attracts hostile mobs.
Okay.
And...
Vampires?
Well, I mean, technically vampires aren't in the game, but if they were, which I don't understand what
they... Well, technically, decrafters aren't in the game.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, it could... attracted, you know, hostile mobs in the game. So, it would attract hostile mobs, and they would be able to break through doors. Unless it's iron doors.
Okay.
Kind of like how zombies can on hard mode. However, this doesn't affect although this affects both hard and normal and hardcore.
Okay.
And easy.
Okay.
It would affect all modes unless you are in creative. Then okay. It would care about any difficulty. I mean, it would affect all difficulties in both adventure, hardcore, and survival, but not creative and on any difficulty. Except not creative. Because creative.
Uh-huh. So there would be a repercussion for making the decrafter.
Correct.
Deny.
Why?
Because it still changes the difficulty level of the game.
No.
It takes away the strategy.
Incorrect. Because it's expensive and it attracts things that you don't want.
So?
And still, also, it doesn't matter still how makes hard it, easy. It is. Like, there are so many things that make the game easier.
Mm. Denied.
Like a stone cutter. Like, you can put in one piece of stone and craft basically anything out of, you know, what would be, like a slab or, like, in or stairs or walls. And usually it would take more than one piece.
Wait, it's not about, it's not all about so, making it easier. The name of the game is Minecraft, which means you mine and you craft. And
yes,
so
but you also
if you craft
explore.
Something, if yeah, you craft
you
something,
you also
if
you explore,
craft
you also,
something, if you craft
okay, I
something,
understand what you're saying,
and
you
then,
also
you
explore,
then
you
deconstruct
you also build,
it,
you
then
also
you don't
fight.
Have to mine any longer.
You do all
and so
of those
if you're
things.
Taking away
mining
the mining,
and crafting,
that's half the game that's
mining
gone.
And crafting. Also, I'm not taking away crafting, but mining and crafting aren't the only things. You also build, you also explore, you also fight. You do all of these things. It's mining and crafting are not the only things in the game.
Denied.
Not about to say it.
I just said it.
Yeah, well, now
mm-hmm.
you get a broken toe.
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, well, I think.
Is it?
Yes, I think. Hey, this is surprisingly easy.
Easy, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like that, did you?
Where are the drumsticks?
Don't know. Do you want to finish your podcast or not?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so...
You have 7 minutes.
You have any more ideas?
Do I have any more ideas about what to do in Minecraft?
Yeah.
Roller coasters?
Actually, no, let's move on to the game.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas on what you could build in Minecraft? And you would have to explain every single detail of it in detail.
A paddle boat. A steamship.
Okay, and how would you build... Now, we're not coming up with new ideas for what can be made. We're only up with ideas for what you can build... But not like new crafting recipes or anything. You're coming up with what you can build with already existing blocks.
What?
Okay. So, you were saying?
Cars.
Okay. How would you build that?
With blocks.
What blocks? How would you build it? What format? How would you...
I would build it... You would have to use titanium blocks.
Titanium doesn't exist.
Well, I guess that would need to change, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we're not coming up with new ideas anymore. We're coming up with what to build with already existing
okay.
blocks.
Aluminum.
Not crafting, though.
Do you have plastic blocks?
Nope.
That's dumb. Do you have aluminum blocks?
Nope.
Oh, for the love of... Do you have steel blocks?
Nope.
Do you have manganite blocks?
Nope.
Do you have copper blocks?
Nope.
Do you have... you have gold blocks.
Yep.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to get to iron.
Iron. Okay, so iron... You can have iron, and then you have to melt it, and then
you can't melt it.
Why not?
You just can't.
Why not?
You literally can't. You're not able to.
Why not?
it's not a function that exists in game.
Well, I thought you said that there was a metal cutter.
No, stone cutter. That doesn't cut stone. It just makes stuff out of stone.
Hold on. The stone cutter doesn't cut stone? What kind of nonsense game is this?
Well, I mean, all technicalities.
You are all about the saying technicalities today.
Well, you don't understand Minecraft. People listening to this understand.
There's nobody listening to this.
Estimated audience of 21 people.
Okay, so what's the... Okay, so you make it out of iron, and then...
You can't melt it, though.
But
how do you make it? What format?
Glass.
How do you build it? What format do you build it in?
What format do I make it
like
in?
Like, what format? Exactly where would you place the blocks using numbers and letters? On a 100 by 100... square.
How big do you want this car to be?
Well, how big do you...
It's
I'm doing that so you
car.
Can have creative liberties, but also it can't be a normal car.
I mean, good God, it's not a double-decker London tour bus.
I'm giving you that so you can have space also to make it harder for you to do numbers
car.
And letters.
Okay, so I would make that.
So where would
blocks.
You put the exact... Except, why would you make it? You're only creative for this portion.
Okay, so I would put the iron blocks on H.
H what?
4.
Okay, you're having it off to the left side for some reason.
Yep.
Not in the middle.
It's my creative freedom.
You should. So, H, so that would be... So that would be more toward the top.
And then I would put a
so that would be strange
on B17.
So B17, where would you put that? What would you put on it?
An iron block.
Okay. Also, you have to do the height, which will be represented in characters, like exclamation marks, question marks.
Okay, and then I would put some glass on.
At symbol ampersand, what numbers and letters?
4P.
This is all over the place.
No, it's not. It's the world's best car. It's gonna look so sweet.
In fact.
And then, is there rubber in Minecraft?
Nope.
Oh, sorry. Then you already said no plastic. I guess we'll have to make the wheels out of, like, is there 10?
Tin?
Tin.
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 T-I-N. I know, tin.
Is there tin?
No.
Oh. What a stupid game. Every cool game has 10.
I mean, all technicalities it has, yeah.
Oh my God, here we go.
But it doesn't, you know, make...
All technicalities.
Have a tin.
Okay. I don't really know. I'm really digging the whole square wheels idea, though. So that should be pretty cool. We might as well just make them like some sort of stone. What's a smooth stone?
How would you... Smooth stone?
There you go.
Smooth stone itself doesn't exist. But why would you make it out of a stone?
What else could we make it out of?
I don't know. That's
can't make it out of wool.
No.
Can't
I
make
have
it out
an idea,
of...
but it's your job to come up with that idea.
All right.
That I already have.
Well... Actually, let's make it out of gold. That way you can have some sweet...
Why would you have it made out of metal? They're tires.
Doesn't matter.
You can't do that.
Sweet, sweet rims.
I'm not going to allow you.
Doesn't matter.
Nope, makes no sense.
And then I would put those on Q37. And then I would...
Wait, all of them? So Q37 what?
Exclamation point, hashtag.
Technically, it's not called hashtag, but I'll let you get away with it.
And then, that's a sweet car. And then I would put some wool on the inside, though.
Where? Also, you have no, like, let me show you.
You can't show me anything.
Iron here.
Audio.
Iron here.
This is an audio medium.
Iron here.
I keep telling you that.
Iron here.
No one
gold
can see
here.
You. Yeah.
And random glass over there.
Sweet car, dude. It's going to look kind of like the Batmobile, but better.
No. Okay. If we had a website, I'd post a drawing on it.
Yeah?
We should make a website.
We should, huh?
Yeah.
What's this Wii stuff? You just want me to do it.
Well, you're the coder.
All right. That's 40 minutes. That's enough.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll have another one sometime within a year. I'm just trying to pretend that we have an actual schedule anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's apparent that we don't. Yeah. All right, you want to say your goodbyes?
Yeah.
Or was that it?
Yeah, goodbye, I guess.
Goodbye,
hey,
I guess.
With